Steve, the Yellowstone caldera, then we'll go to these calls as they line up here for you. They've just said that the magma flow underneath is now much larger than they anticipated.
Well, absolutely, but I want to share something. Alaskan earthquakes and Alaskan seismic events, the pool actually heads north up through Canada into Alaska, okay? And I actually am pretty much intimately aware of the latest project to map it. One of my friends was up there taking photos of it. He happens to work for a major magazine. I won't say which one, but you could probably guess, the biggest photographic magazine in the world. And the idea that Yellowstone's going to blow, people have got to understand that 50% of the geothermal features in the world are pretty much present and resident in Yellowstone. It's got tens of thousands of vents. As you know, I fly over it. I take aerial pictures. I was just down there a couple weeks ago. I monitor the shift. I'm probably one of the only guys, just because I live so close and I can go down there in less than an hour, 30 minutes in a helicopter. And over 40 years, George, I've taken pictures of all the mineral terraces, the springs, Old Faithful, Giant Geyser, all the main Castle Geyser. Yeah. And I can tell the calcification taking place of calcium carbonate, where it used to have all these colors. The colors, by the way, in the images that you see of Yellowstone, those are called thermophile bacteria, and each bacteria has a specific range in which it can live. I mean, some of them are just within a tenth of a degree, and that's what produces the color. Well, to say all that, you can see that the whole, if you will, Yellowstone plate is shifting to the south. That's why Jackson Hole had a massive landslide, what it was, a year or two ago. But the fascinating thing is, when Alaska has seismic issues, that's when Yellowstone, I've personally been in Yellowstone Park when they've had hundreds of, you know, micro tremors. But the idea that it's going to blow, there's so much pressure that's being released and has been released. It's just like, I think I've shared on Coast before, the BBC and somebody else emailed me before the Banda Aceh quake and obviously the tsunami that killed so many people. And so we want to come to Bozeman and film you and talk about the imminent blowing up of Yellowstone. I said, good luck, guys. You need to get down to the South Pacific. Yellowstone's not the issue. What I can tell when I fly over Yellowstone Park is, and obviously in the winter, I know where the main vents are, and when there is absolutely no melt of the ice over the biggest vent in the middle of Yellowstone Lake, there's nothing going on there, okay? So they can say the magma chamber is four times, six times, and people say, well, it's going to blow. Well, the point being is that there are other areas right now that are blowing, and Yellowstone is not one of them, because people forget we had the great big earthquake in that part of the country, and it released a lot of stress on the plates and stuff. So, you know, Yellowstone is the least of my personal worries, okay?